her mental command, a long ribbon of transparent green whipped from the narrow bracelet on her wrist. The Enna ribbon slashed the female bodyguard, whipped across the door, and kissed the male bodyguard across the chest. Before Agostino's lips shaped the next word, Melly sat back onto the chair. Behind her, two bodies slid apart, cleaved in two. The air smelled of fried electronics. She had disabled the control panel on the door. Agostino surveyed the door.
"You're a Melder."
"Yes." Melders like her were an extremely rare commodity. The mutation that permitted her to operate an energy ribbon came along once in every 15 million, and most possessing it never discovered their abilities. In the world of combat implants and biochemical modifications, Melders were the extraordinary, natural-born freaks. Agostino leaned back, one leg over the other, pleating his long fingers on his knee.
"What's this about?"
"The Galdi's family sends its regards." 10 days ago, he had presided over the arbitration between Galdi's and Morgan's. He'd ruled in favor of Morgan's, finding no wrongdoing in the hostile takeover of Galdez's Valemia Inc.
"It was a fair arbitration," Agostino said.
"You falsified the evidence." She kept her voice calm and pleasant. "You've altered the earnings estimates for the third and fourth quarters, and assisted in the hiding of Morgan's assets prior to takeover, creating an appearance of weakness. Your actions irreparably damaged the prestige of Galda's family and cut their income by 1/12. You drove Arani Galdez, former CEO of Valemia, to commit suicide." He didn't miss a beat.
"Nobody can blame me for her death."
"I can," she told him.
"Ah."
He inclined his head in a shallow bow.
"So it's personal. Your retina scans do not trace back to Galdez. You aren't a kinsman. Why take a suicide so close to heart? Was she your lover?"
"My cousin." His eyebrows crept up.
"You're an excise."
He turned the word into an expletive, saying it the way one might mutter cursed or leper. Even after 12 years, it still stung a little. For a kinsman, family meant everything. Nothing could be worse than being disowned and cut off.
"Of course," Agostino snapped his fingers. "Your family cast you out so you can commit atrocities on their behalf, and none of your actions can be traced back to them. You still have fond feelings for your cousin. My apologies. I didn't seek her death."
His gestures grew animated. She could almost feel the wheels turning in his head. He thought he saw a crack in her armor. Melly sighed.
"Your sacrifice is admirable, but I could offer you so much more. Your parents, your siblings, they threw you aside. What kind of family does that? Don't you want revenge?"
"It was my choice." He stared at her, stunned.
"You chose? Why?"
She reached into her business suit and produced a thin sheet of plastipaper. On it, a young, dark-haired woman laughed, wearing a crown of flowers. Melly slid the plastic across the table to him.
"What's this?"
"My cousin Arani. I wanted you to see her before you die."
"Reconsider.
You're my last kill," she told him. "After you, I will retire." His face snapped into a hard mask.
"There are 6 guards outside that door, not including automatic defenses. Even if you kill me, you'll never get out alive."
She gave him a bright smile as the Enna ribbon whipped from her wrist. She was still smiling when the top half of his skull slid to the floor. No matter the hour, no matter the circumstance, Angel always looked perfect. Debonair in his tailored rust jerkin, with crispness to his lines, an inborn poise so many spent years training to mimic, he seemed the very essence of a kinsman. His hair was a soft brown streaked with copper. His face was amiable and handsome, and his eyes were dark, just like hers. When he